We're in Siman Tafayim Beis, Sif Aleph. Chaber says, "Even who the Beis Hamedrash Yalkum, even if he's in the Beis Hamedrash, he still has to get up. Because it's important to go home to eat as fast as possible, so that the kids don't fall asleep. But you can't say Kiddush until nightfall." Mishnah Berurah says, "You might have thought that just like by the rest of the year, there's a mitzvah lohosavach mechol kol al hakodesh, and therefore you might think that you should make kiddush early. So now, when it comes to Pesach, you're not allowed to do that because the eating of the matzah is compared to the eating of the Pesach, and on Pesach is not in the carbon Pesach is not able to be eaten until nightfall. So too, matzah needs to be eaten at nightfall, and the kiddush can only be made at a time when it's right to eat matzah. So the kiddush also has to be at nightfall. Furthermore, the kiddush is one of the dalet kosos, and all of those need to be the followed by matzah and maror. Sif beiz yisad shulchan yafa b'kayim nam kfi kochel. You should try and set the table with nice items. V'yachin makom moshavo sheyishav hasei b'derech eres, and you should sit in a place which you'd be able to lean, as that is the way of the free men. Rama says, "Afilu anish ein lo karim yeshev al safsal." Even a poor person needs to sit on a bench of some sort. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though the rest of the year we try to be memayit and fancy stuff because of zecher lechorban, the night of Pesach it's a mitzvah to have a lot because that is derech eres. When you sit behaseba, the Mishnah Berurah says that your head has to be leaning to the left on something. Mishnah Berurah says alamita, alasafsal, or on karim. Something next to the table. You have to be leaning on something. You can't just be leaning in midair. That's what the poskim say. Leaning in midair, you're not yotzei or v'yasher or v'nusukarelitz. Everyone says that's not called derech eres. You should lean on something. Rosham Zalman says you can lean on the armrests of your chair, but you should try and put something like a pillow or something like that on it when you're leaning on it, so that it looks more of a derech eres when you're leaning. But again, leaning in midair isn't really called leaning. Siv gimel, kishehu meisiv, when you lean, lo yata al gabo, velo al panav, velo al yimino, you shouldn't lay on your face, your back, and your right, el al smolo, only to the left. Ve'ein chilak bein iter la'acher, and even a lefty is supposed to lean to the left. Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons why you're supposed to lean to the left. One is because if you're eating with your right, and you lean to your right, so then that's a very odd way to lean, to eat. It's not going to be able to eat if you're leaning to that side. So that's why you have to lean to the left. And furthermore, there's a concern that if you lean to the right, it's going to cause you to choke. So that's why a lefty would still lean to the left, even though it's an awkward way for him to eat if he eats with his left. Still, because you're more likely to choke if you lean to the right, we say he shouldn't lean to the right because chamira sakanta meyisur b'bidiyevit. If he did lean to the right, so then a lefty is going to be yotze the mitzvah of hasebi. He would not need to do it again. Sif dalid. Isha eina tzricha haseba, a woman does not need to lean, elim keni chashuvan, unless she is a poor woman. And the Rama says, kol anashim shalana mikri chashuvos, all of our women are chashuvos, and therefore they should lean. Ach lo nagu lahasev kisom chol de rav yah, de kazim zana zayin tzarech lahasev. However, our women don't lean because they rely on the rav yah, who says that you don't really need to lean anymore, meaning even men don't need to lean anymore. However, men, we don't rely on the rav yah, but for women, even if they're chashuvos, we say they rely on the rav yah, and they do not need to lean. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason of the Rav Yah is because nowadays we don't really lean, so it's not really derech eres anymore. That is the explanation of the Rav Yah. And he says that this is what women rely on, but not men. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach gives an explanation why it only applies to women and not to men. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here that the minhag is to wear a kittel, but an avel during his avelus does not wear a kittel. But if he did, then we would not tell him to stop.